This is a presentation of Fort Wayne High School Sports on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. High School Hockey Night in Fort Wayne, presented by Parkview Sports Medicine. Let's head out to Josh Williams as he calls the action from the Sport One Parkview Ice House.
Fort duty.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Fort Wayne Amateur High School Hockey. I am Fiona Quinn, along with Mason Vogelweed, and we are in the middle of the first period. We're actually towards the end of the first period. We are sitting at 3 minutes and 25 seconds left to go. Carroll currently leads this against the Leo Lions 3-0. And we were just talking right before we came on. Luke Van Antwerp for the Carroll Chargers got a holding call, which was the first time that either of us have seen a goaltender get a holding call in the middle of a play. But right now, the Leo Lions, behind their own netminder, trying to square the puck away. The puck gets lost underneath. Carter Ganau skates, and Dylan Braun comes away with it along the boards. He'll shoot it on Bomber. It just goes wide. Last 2 minutes of this game, or of this first period, to go into the 90-second break with some momentum. Benny Meyer, he skates in all alone. He's almost skated through three defensemen, left it off for Jonah Haynes to take a shot, and he did on Luke Van Antwerp. Van Antwerp hasn't been, I'd say, challenged a whole lot so far in this game. As Carroll, their score dictates 3-0. They've been incredibly hard and fast on the puck. They had a 5-on-3 opportunity. They scored twice on that. We will get through all of that during our first intermission, as right now the Carroll Chargers are going to charge their way forward, making sure everyone's on side. Colson White, he's going to skate in all around. Drew Bomber trying to find a man in the slot, can only find a white and purple jersey. Sam Schwartz for the Lions is going to skate in. He's trying to find some help. Caden Austin, he had it all alone in the slot. He shot it in. And Luke Van Antwerp with a nice chest save. He's definitely seen a lot more action in this second half of this first period.
Yeah, Leo has definitely upped up the pressure in these last couple of minutes. They're trying to get their first goal, get on the scoreboard, start to get going, start digging themselves out of this hole that they put themselves in with these penalties that they had with.
Caden Austin able to win the faceoff in the Carroll zone, near side of Luke Van Antwerp. Alex Hendricks, he sends it in to Caden Austin. Austin back to Roth. Hudson Roth sends it along the boards, trying to find one of his Lions. And the Carroll Chargers able to pounce on the puck and make their bid down the ice. Victor Wolf has it. He tried something on Bomert. Puck is loose as Finn Cup will have it. He's going to skate across the top of the circle. Carroll's going to rip it in. Sam Schwartz back to the Leo Lions. Hudson Roth lost it in the center dot. And he's going to get into it with Finn Cup behind Bomert's net. Bomert didn't start this game, but he is in net now. And I think they'll be taking both of these players, as we've got a minute 08 left to go in this first period. As Schwartz and Cup should both be heading off. Cup definitely heading off in the box.
I think it was Roth who has gotten into it.
Oh, was it Hudson? Okay. For clarification, for both of these two squads, they are wearing their military appreciation jerseys tonight. What that means for us, Leo is in a relatively beautiful jersey. It's got purple, white, letters and numbers, easily eligible, or eligible. The Carroll Chargers are wearing camo on camo, and it is very hard to read names and numbers. And that is why there's such a big pause when listing a Carroll player, because you cannot read their jerseys unless they are facing you the proper way. Drew Bomber makes a save right off the faceoff. So there's the discrepancy there. I'll be misnaming players probably this whole game.
I'll try to help you out with it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. We've got Hudson. We got Jackson Reith. Excuse me. He's trying to send the puck on the boards. Calhoun helping him do that. The Chargers trying to keep it in, or at least get something past the goal line. Tyson Finfrock for the Leo Lions. He's going to skate in. He's going to shake a Charger off of his back. He makes it all the way down the ice. Spins behind Van Antwerp. Shoots as Canablo comes out. And Van Antwerp's able to pat it out. And we've got 21 seconds left to go in this first period. Canablo is going to send it down. The Lions trying to keep it in the zone. They do. Calhoun, he has a chance. He shoots. It's deflected. I think Carroll's just going to bleed the clock. And as they do, we are down at the end of the first period, 3-0 in favor of the Carroll Chargers. We will be back with this second period right after this, so stay with us. You are listening to High School Hockey Night here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Get the latest knife info from one of the country's premium knife shops, Blade Man's Knife Shop at the Shops of Scott Road. There's a reason customers drive hours just to shop at Blade Man's in Fort Wayne.
Hi, this is Mark, the owner of Blade Man's Knife Shop, and I'd like to personally invite you out to the store to see the area's best selection of quality knives. We have Benchmade, Spyderco, Microtech, ProTech, Pogue, Zero Tolerance, Medford Knife and Tool, ADV Tactical, Tour Knives, and many more. We also have a great selection of custom knives. Can't get out to the store or prefer to shop online? Check out our great selection on BlademansKnifeShop.com. We pride ourselves on fast shipping because no one wants to wait weeks for their new knife. We update our online inventory daily so you know you're ordering in-stock product that will be shipped within one business day. And shipping is always free for orders over $100. So check us out on BlademansKnifeShop.com or stop by the store in the Shops of Scott Road and have a cup of coffee on me.
Be in the know and follow Blade Man's on Facebook and Instagram today. 10% discount to police and military. And now you can see the collection of Shun knives, the finest in kitchen color, available at Blade Man's Knife Shop in the Shops of Scott Road.
When injury strikes, count on the region's finest sports medicine physicians to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Dedicated to helping athletes at all levels, Parkview Sports Medicine's orthopedic partner, Ortho Northeast, provides specialized orthopedic care for all types of sports injuries, including ligament sprains and tears, cartilage injuries, joint issues, swelling, and more. Call 260-484-8551 or visit orthone.com to schedule an appointment. PSM and ONE care that wins.
1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. High School Hockey Night in Fort Wayne. Presented by Parkview Sports Medicine.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth. I am Fiona Quinn, being joined alongside Mason Vogelweed. And we are getting ready for the start of the second period between the Carroll Chargers and the Leo Lions. As right now we're getting a little ice manicure down on the opposite side of the dot of the Carroll blue line, near post, or near side. And as we have switched sides of the ice, the Carroll Chargers are to our left, right down in front of us, and to our right are the Leo Lions. If you're just joining us, 3-0 Carroll, as both teams are wearing their military appreciation jerseys. Leo able to win the faceoff. Sam Krause sends it back to Lalonde. And the Chargers able to skate right up. Braun has it. He shoots in on Bomber, makes the save. Nasty hit at the center, in the center zone. And we've got the Carroll Chargers playing keep away from the Lions currently in the near side corner boards. Carroll unable to keep it in their zone as Alex Hendricks is able to send it out to neutral ice. The Chargers able to send it right back in. Bomber with a quick glove save.
Carroll has some pretty good pressure right now. They're playing, as you said, they're playing keep away right now. I think they're just playing pretty passive, trying to maintain this lead and make sure that Leo doesn't get any opportunities. Leo needs to up their game right now. They need to get a goal fast. They want to stay in this.
And they will get one down here in their zone as the faceoff is right down in front of Drew Bommert. Carroll able to win it back and skate behind Bommert's net. Lions able to win that battle. send it down. Lions trying to get it into neutral zone ice, or at least out of their own zone. Play down near sideboards. And in the far corner boards, we've got the Chargers able to shoot in on Bomber just wide, just high and wide of the net. Carroll able to keep it into the zone. And they're going to send it wide of the cage. We've got Jackson Reith for the Leo Lions able to skate this one out. He's trying to find Calhoun. And the Lions are going to get called, or we're going to be offside. Sammy Phillips takes the puck from neutral zone, and he will be called offside.
Got caught in the middle of a change there, Carroll was.
It was a little bit of a sloppy change for both the Carroll Chargers and the Leo Lions. Both of them had consecutive sloppy changes. But we will get a face-off near side dot on the Carroll blue line with 13:13 left to go in this second period. So far, not a whole lot of action, just a lot of keep away on either side. The Lions able to win the battle and send the puck in behind Van Antwerp. Benny Meyer watches it go past him in the near side boards. Jackson Crawford, he was on his man trying to get the puck out. But the Lions unable to get any possession in their O-zone. Lions with the puck now back in their D-zone. And the Lions are just going to waft this one forward. Van Antwerp is going to come out of his crease and hand it over to Baldwin. Baldwin, one of the goal scorers in tonight's game thus far. Benny Meyer, he gets his stick slash out of his hands. That'll be a Carroll penalty with 12:27 left to go in this second period. Leo, they have a power play chance. Benny Meyer, back behind Van Antwerp, he was working hard. He was trying to get the puck to a teammate. So this could possibly be the break that the Leo Lions need to start moving this game forward.
This is a big chance. Carroll has gone their full penalty, I believe. They're starting to give Leo more chances, and Leo needs to capitalize on these chances.
Faceoff won by Carroll, and they're going to send this. They're just going to man it into the zone. Near side boards, far side of the ice. Leo's going to grab it, and they're going to regroup. The Lions stalking down the ice. We've got Schwartz. He's going to try and go around one man, but the Carroll Chargers able to sweep the puck out of the zone. Drew Bomert's going to come out of his crease and hand it off to Jackson Reith. Reith is going to stand behind his net and lay it out for Schwartz, who almost got decked at the blue line. Schwartz hands it off to Hendricks. Hendricks is going to shoot from the hash marks. That was just too high. Johnny Lips could not keep the puck on his stick as he was being harassed by Dylan Braun. And Caden Austin almost had a chance in all alone. Now the Chargers with some momentum. Bomber's all the way out of his crease. They try in a shorthanded bid. The Lions able to be bailed out by their goaltender, Drew Bomber. Bomber just made a nice glove save. But for to have your power play down in your defensive zone with 47 seconds left to go on your power play, as you referenced earlier, they're not capitalizing on the chances that Carroll's given them.
As I say, this has been a pretty sloppy power play for Leo right now. Carroll has had a lot of possession time. They maybe only had a couple of shots down there earlier, but they were either blocked or tipped. So not really much on goal. Or they've been losing it in the neutral zone and not even been able to set up a possession.
Amick skates it across his blue line, tries to corral his men. Finfrock sends it, tries to feed to Calhoun. Canablo once again tries to feed to Calhoun. He was just out of position. Amick sends it to Robson, Colin Robson. He has it at the top of the circle. He shoots in on Van Antwerp. Not a great save on Van Antwerp's part. He kind of just waved it by. Puck gets hit off of the linesman. And the Lions have to regain onside. Power play over for the Leo Lions. We've got a man coming out of the box. It's going to be icing no matter what. But just not a Van Antwerp. He did leave out a rebound. And the Leo Lions were just unable to collect that rebound, which is something that we'd like to see the progression of if you are the Leo Lions, to try and hunt down those rebounds on Van Antwerp. And if you're the Carroll Chargers, you just got to keep doing what you're doing.
And they got a stick on it, but it's just really strong defense with the stick there, making sure that he can't swipe at all to get that rebound that they were hoping for.
Roth able to crowd the puck in his own zone. We've got a little pile up at the blue line. Carroll able to skate away with it, but unable to get a shot off on Bommert. Carroll with it behind the net. They try for the wraparound. No man was home. Phillips tries to send it. Almost got it over to the top of Drew Bommert's head. And Carroll with it once more. They were able to strip it from the Lion. And the Lions able to regain possession and try and send it out of their zone. They do. This will not go down for an icing. Baldwin, A.J. Baldwin, was the first man back for the Lions. Out. Serafini, he gets tied up with Carter Ganau. And Ganau is going to grab the puck, skate on the near boards, into the slot. He leaves it off for Dylan Braun. Braun shoots too high. And he's got a man at the far corner boards to pick it up for the Chargers and keep their raid going. Drew Bommert with a beautiful sprawling save. He comes way out of his crease with the puck underneath his belly. We've got 9:02 left to go in this second period. Carroll's still up 3-0 on the Leo Lions. And lots of back and forth action so far in both of these periods.
Yeah, absolutely. And Carroll, they had a good sustained possession there. But Bommert, he's been making great consecutive saves, making sure that the score still stays 3-0.
Carroll able to win the faceoff near side of Drew Bommert and trying to cycle around his net to create something. Carroll unable to get anything off as the Leo Lions able to strip the puck away. Carroll keeps it in the zone, but just for a second. And Leo is going to ice this. So we will get another faceoff. This time to the left of Drew Bommert. 8:36 left to go in the second period. Carroll wins the faceoff, but Leo are able to structure their way out. Hendricks tries to get it past the Carroll blue line, but Carroll right back in on the zone. Bommert thinks about heading out to play the puck, but he decides not to. And now we have the Lions trying to get a line change. Bommert's going to stop this puck for Amick. Amick is going to find Hendricks in the near boards. Hendricks is going to skate around one man, can't around his second. And the Lions are going to go right back down. A little bit of deja vu for the Leo Lions. As Sam Schwartz, he has it in all alone. He tries the wraparound, but the puck was just ricocheted off of the apron. Hendricks, he slams Kraus into the boards. Leo's starting to get a little more physical. Hendricks with the puck. Oh, Luke Van Antwerp. What a save. He sprawled out and he was able to get it in his glove. He was able to cover it up.
That was a big chance there. A little scramble in front. Start off with the Hendricks hit, making Carroll turn it over, and then a little tip shot make Antwerp go sprawling a little bit, and he's able to make the save.
Van Antwerp with the save of the game, quite possibly. Faceoff is going to be to his left. Leo able to win the puck. They're showing some more physicality. And a quick shot from Calhoun. But the net is off with 7:28 left to go in the second period. Our second period is being brought to you by the Fort Wayne Comets. And They will be in town for a 3-3 this weekend. If you're going to make it out to any of the games, make it out to Saturday, because you can see two games for the price of one. You can see Indiana Tech women's hockey team play at 2 against UMass. And then you can see the Fort Wayne Comets face off against the Wooster Railers at 7:30. One ticket gets you into both games. So you should totally come out and see Indiana Tech's women's hockey team. And I am totally not biased at all.
Played Rochester first time in a couple of years.
Absolutely. First time at the Coliseum ever.
Last time we played them, they got caught in the middle of a blizzard there in New York.
Yes.
Got to watch it free on a flow hockey, actually.
Wow.
It was Sunday evening, I think.
My 100th game was that Saturday.
That was nice.
Wow. We've got 7:02 left to go in this second period back here down at Sport One Parkview Ice House, as Colton Calhoun is going to take the faceoff against Adelie Shear, who came into this game with a very, very nice printed suit. The linesman going to push the charges backward a little bit. Colin Robson takes the puck off of the dot. He's going to send it to Finfrock. Finfrock and Robson play catch for a quick moment. Finfrock is going to skate around. He's going to try and stop in front of one charger. And the Lions able to get something working. Roth with a quick shot up from the point. Just goes wide. And Colson White for the Chargers was able to get it out of the zone. Lions regroup in their zone. They're starting to play a little more physical, starting to play with a little more intensity. We've got Finfrock. He's going to send this one in. Adelie Shearer, first man back for the Chargers. And that puck is going to, doesn't have enough legs on it for an icing. So Hudson Roth for the Lions is going to pick this one up and send it to a teammate. And the Lions able to send it into the Carroll zone. Jonah Haynes, first man back. He tries to find Benny Meyer. Benny Meyer's starting to get a little more ice time. Another shot from the point. Van Antwerp made that save. And we've got 5:43 left to go in this second period. So a lot more physicality from Leo. Seems to be a little more jump in their step after, honestly, that Alex Hendricks hit. So I've said this many a time, both this season and last, but the difference between the first and second and then the third with all of these four teams has been incredible. So I am anticipating this third period filled with potentially goal scoring. Betty Meyer gets the stick chopped out of his hands as the Leo Lions are able to regroup. Ganau tries to send it out of the zone, but he is met by a Lion. Van Antwerp waves to the puck as it goes by. Lions able to keep the puck onside as Betty Meyer harasses Baldwin. Jonah Haynes, he takes down his man, and that is going to be a penalty. As Finn Cup, he's got a man streaking. That looks like Dylan Braun. Braun in all alone. He shoots, denied.
Got whiffed on the puck there.
Whiffed on the puck, and it just hit Bobbert's pad and off.
A little forehand backing action. He whiffed on it a little bit there, and he had Bomber beat. Could have gotten that natural hat trick first two periods. Got a little lucky there.
Instead, we'll have Jonah Haynes into the penalty box for the Leo Lions. We've got 5:03 left to go with this second period, and a chance for the Chargers to possibly put this one not to bed. However,
sort of
starting to read a bedtime story.
Start to read.
We've got Luke Van Antwerp coming out to play the puck. Sam Krause, he's going to get hit along the boards by Calhoun in what would be the trapezoid in any other rink.
Except ours.
It's high school hockey.
It's a weird rule anyways. College doesn't even have it.
Nope. We've got Sam Krause, he gets hauled down. Chargers want a penalty, not going to get it. The play is back all the way in the Leo zone. Van Antwerp made a windmill motion And thankfully, the puck was batted away by one of his defensemen.
Took a little weird bounce there. I don't know if it like hopped off the ice, side play hopscotch or something.
Sam Krause, he's going to set up behind his netminder, leave it up for Dylan Braun. Braun, the speed skater, he's going to skate along the far boards. Puck still on a stick. He's going to go behind Bomber. Shoot it up to Krause at the blue line. Krause sends it in, but just puck goes, creeps cross crease. Braun with it once more, trying to get in on Bomber. Nothing doing. And the Lions unable to get the puck out of their zone, but they are making sure that it plays just along the quarter boards. Chargers trying to set something up. Quick shot. Bomber redirected that with his pads. Chargers still with it. They've got 11 seconds left to go. And they're going to shoot it high into the safety netting. I think that was Dylan Braun.
Looks like you're starting to do the Michigan back there.
Hey, when you're up 3-0 and you have a power play, you're just going to put everything to the net in any fashion you so desire.
I think it just took a little weird bounce on him where he just lost control of it, but he looked like he was starting the Michigan motions.
Leo able to win this faceoff and send it almost to the blue line, but not out, as Leo is able to kill this one off with 3 minutes to go in this second period. Leo with it near boards, but Carroll's able to squeak away. They got a shot off, but Bommert with the quick save. Carroll is offside, so Tyson Finprock is going to send this one to Alex Hendricks, who's waiting at the center ice line. Van Antwerp leaves it off for his man. Alex Hendricks has it, but Carroll able to pick that off, and it's Dylan Braun once more. He's skating in. He sends it to the stick of Alex Hendricks.
Late call here, I think, on Carroll.
Yeah. Looks like Carroll's going to touch that puck. And we are going to get another penalty. That's our third penalty of the period. Not that anyone's counting.
Are they calling too many men here?
I think they are.
Minor here for too many men.
Will Lalonde will serve it. Potentially. We're sitting at 2:16 left to go in this second period. It's a 3-0 score in favor of the Carroll Chargers. But we know how fast tides can change.
Leo has a chance here to control the rest of the second period going into the clean of the ice intermission. At least hopefully down two.
Leo trying to set something up. They've got Amick at the circle. He feeds it to Austin. Austin tries to send it in. There's a mad scramble in the slot. Calhoun gets his stick tied up as Caden Austin gets his whole body tied up. And the Chargers unable to clear it. Caden Austin's going to send this one down, trying to find Calhoun in the slot. And the Chargers able to send this one out. Hit along the boards in front of the Carroll bench. And Amick will pick this puck up and try and start the charge, if you will. Schwartz tries to find Finfrock. Hendricks picks it up. Finfrock picks up the loose puck. And offside for the Leo Lions. We've got a minute left in this second period, and the Chargers are going to try and regain possession and send it out of their zone. Lions able to come back onside. We've got only two men. Alex Hendricks shoots, and Luke Van Antwerp with a nice glove save. But there are the chances we're talking about for the Leo Lions. They're starting to get those chances. They're starting to get that zone time.
They're starting to move it to the middle. A lot of their shots, when they weren't getting as much momentum, they were shooting it from the blue line and, like, making those long shots. They're realizing that they found a little thing with the Carroll Chargers defense, that they're able to find a man up front and get those faster shots and hope and testing Antwerp's reaction time there.
Shot from the point. Gets into the apron behind the net. Hendricks and Finfrock team up behind the goal. Another shot from the point. Goes wide once more. Schwartz there first for the Lions. Lions able to keep the puck onside. Finfrock has it in the slot. He shoots. Hendricks gathers the rebound. And the Leo Lions are on the board with 16.1 seconds left in the second period.
That was a great play. Able to keep it onside. Schwartz with a wonderful pass to Finfrock, who got the shot, and Alex Hendricks was standing at the top of the crease back door. Able to get that rebound, getting that goal that Leo has been wanting to get for pretty much this whole second period. They've had a ton of chances and a ton of power play chances there.
3-1 is our score as we enter the final seconds of this third, or of this second period. The Leo Lions able to skate in once more. Unable to keep it in their zone for very long, as that'll do it for the second period. So we will end our time on the ice thus far with a 3-1 lead in favor of the Carroll Chargers. Right now the momentum is all given to the Leo Lions. So we will have an intermission report where we recap pretty much the entirety of the first period and the second. So stay with us for some intermission coverage. You are listening to High School Hockey Night here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM, presented by Parkview Sports Medicine.
When injury strikes, count on the region's finest sports medicine physicians to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Dedicated to helping athletes at all levels, Parkview Sports Medicine's orthopedic partner, Ortho Northeast, provides specialized orthopedic care for all types of sports injuries, including ligament sprains and tears, cartilage injuries, joint issues, swelling, and more. Call 260-484-8551 or visit orthone.com to schedule an appointment. PSM and ONE care that wins.
The Fort Wayne Comets are proud to be sponsors of high school sports in the area. The Comets are celebrating their 72nd anniversary season and understand the importance of high school sports, not only for the school's student body, but for the culture of each school. The Comets encourage everyone to support their school's sporting events and all extracurricular activities. Good luck to all of our student athletes on the field and, most importantly, in the classroom.
Dealing with joint pain, sprains, strains, or back pain? Make the Parkview Ortho Express Walk-In Clinic your first stop when you have an orthopedic or sports injury. Ortho Express gives you access to expert orthopedic physicians when you need it most. Get x-rays, treatment, and referrals to Parkview Care, all in the convenience of a walk-in clinic. Located at the Parkview Sport One Fieldhouse in Fort Wayne and next to the Kroger in Huntington, Ortho Express is open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Friday 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Fort Wayne. Call 260-266-4007. For more.
The Fort Wayne Comets are proud to be sponsors of high school sports in the area. The Comets are celebrating their 72nd anniversary season and understand the importance of high school sports, not only for the school's student body, but for the culture of each school. The Comets encourage everyone to support their school's sporting events and all extracurricular activities. Good luck to all of our student athletes on the field and, most importantly, in the classroom.
1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM. High School Hockey Night in Fort Wayne, presented by Parkview Sports Medicine.
Welcome to the FOP of Fort Wayne, Local Post 14 Intermission Report. I am Fiona Quinn, he is Mason Vogelweed, and we are sitting at a 3-1 score in favor of the Carroll Chargers over the Leo Lions. So you guys joined us about 3 minutes to go in the first period. So I am going to quickly give a recap of what do you all missed? So Luke Van Antwerp and Ian Demarest started in goal for both of these teams this game. Ian Demarest, the sophomore for the Leo Lions, he will most likely be the starter next season for the Leo Lions. Carroll scored a goal, 13:48, about 13:48, as that was Mikey Baldwin, his first goal of the season, and it was sent in from the blue line. Demarest just let it in his near post. His skate was not on the post, and it just squeaked past. Leo then took two very quick penalties. Jonah Haynes got for tripping at 12:20, and then Amick called for a cross check at 11:19. And then Carroll scored a 5-on-3 goal. Dylan Braun at 10:58. It was top of the circle, top shelf. But who else? Dylan Braun scored once more with assists from Ganau and Kraus. And that was also on the power play. And then at 10:36, they switched goaltenders as Demarest was out, and they put in Drew Bomber. Colin Robson got a 10-2 for boarding. And then Carroll would take the next three penalties. Finn Cup for interference at 8:39. And then Luke Van Antwerp would get a holding call. And then we had the second period. Shots in the first period, 9 for Leo, 13 for Carroll. In the second period, we started off with another Carroll penalty. It would be Will Lalonde at 12:27. And then we'd have Leo take a penalty, as Jonah Haynes took his second trip to the box for a hold. And then Carroll would once more head right back to the penalty box for too many men. And then Leo would score. Alex Hendricks would get his goal. He would get his goal being assisted by Tyson Finfrock and Sammy Schwartz. He was able to slide in the rebound. And as we mentioned earlier, the rebounds are part of Carroll's weakness. If they were to have any weakness, it would just slightly be rebounds. So shots, total shots so far for both the first and second. Leo have 16 and Carroll have 21. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more about what needs to happen in this third period for either side. Stay with us. You are listening to the FOP of Fort Wayne, Local Post 14. Intermission show on 1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM.
Now on My Deals Fort Wayne, get 4 admissions to the Botanical Conservatory for the price of 2. This is an experience your whole family can appreciate. The Botanical Conservatory is a unique oasis in the heart of downtown Fort Wayne and a public garden that offers a true sanctuary for tranquility, learning, and beauty. The conservatory is a regional facility dedicated to providing inspiration, education, and entertainment for our community. Head over to MyDealsFortWayne.com to purchase your deal.
Hello, name please.
Yes, I'm here to pick up an order for Edding, O-E.
O-E-T-T-I-N-G, pronounced Edding.
That's it.
Edding Insurance Agency. I've heard the commercials, and how can I forget O-E-T-T-I-N-G?
Do you know the name Edding? They're an independent agent representing multiple insurance companies so they can find the right policy with the right coverage at the right price. They compare multiple companies to find the best option for your insurance needs. And they're locally owned, a local business that has been involved sponsoring and coaching local youth sports for the last 4 decades. Edding Insurance uses their experience as a coach to put together the right game plan for your insurance needs. For auto, home, business, and life insurance, they're an independent auto owner's agent. See how much you can save. Contact Edding Insurance Agency, your independent auto owner's insurance agent, OETTING, serving Northeast Indiana from their New Haven office. Online at eddingins.com. That's OETTINGINS.com.
Co-Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, one family owned and still going strong for 60 years. Decade after decade, Co-Heating and Air has been known for providing quality heating and cooling services that ensure your family stays comfortable year around. That's no accident. That's a legacy of customer care, excellence, and relationships that have endured from generation to generation. Go with who you know. Go with Co. Proud to be your American Standard dealer. Find them at CoHeatCool.com today. Okay.
1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM. High School Hockey Night in Fort Wayne, presented by Parkview Sports Medicine.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth. We are currently sitting in the second intermission between the Leo Lions and the Carroll Chargers. 3-1 in favor of the Carroll Chargers. And our third period keys to the game, as I have now affectionately called them. Mason, what do the Carroll Chargers have to do in this third period?
They cannot take a step back here. They cannot let the Leo Lions do what they did in those last 10 minutes of that second period there. If they can get a goal in here and secure it, that would probably be their best bet. And they have to play, I was saying earlier, that they have to play with authority because they are the top team. They need to play more aggressive than what they have. They kind of took a step back there, allowing Leo to get better possession times and gain more shots and making Antwerp making those desperation saves, which what he did other than that last goal. There's 16 seconds left. And then Leo, they need to keep the momentum going. They have the momentum coming into the third period. They are doing really well. They are keeping possession. They're making Carroll go back and forth, making them move around, making their defenders get tired to where they start getting a bit lazy and they can get those rebound opportunities or just get some nice goals.
Very well said. Well, our teams are just about ready to head back out onto the ice, so we are going to take our last break of the intermission and we will come back for the third period between the Carroll Chargers and the Leo Lions. You are listening to High School Hockey on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the best glass company of them all?
I'm the Magic Mirror, and the answer to your question is a simple one, you see. When it comes to specialty glass, call City Glass Specialty. The area's choice for custom glass, including shower doors, mirrors, and custom framing since 1944.
So, Magic Mirror, how do I reach them?
Visit cityglassspecialty.com or call 260-744-3301 today.
The Magic Mirror is right. City Glass is the best glass company of them all. If you're looking for a new shower or tub enclosure, City Glass has framed or frameless to offer the ideal solution for your remodeling project. You can choose from a wide variety of glass designs with matching hardware, and they can custom create a mirror to complete the unique look of your interior design. Located on Calhoun Street, 3 blocks south of the Oyster Bar, City Glass Specialty specializes in matching products to your bathroom remodel vision.
Get the latest knife info from one of the country's premium knife shops, Blade Man's Knife Shop at the Shops of Scott Road. There's a reason customers drive hours just to shop at Blade Man's in Fort Wayne.
Hi, this is Mark, the owner of Blade Man's Knife Shop, and I'd like to personally invite you out to the store to see the area's best selection of quality knives. We have Benchmade, Spyderco, Microtech, ProTech, Hogue, Zero Tolerance, Medford Knife and Tool, ADV Tactical, Tour Knives, and many more. We also have a great selection of custom knives. Can't get out to the store or prefer to shop online? Check out our great selection on BlademansKnifeShop.com. We pride ourselves on fast shipping because no one wants to wait weeks for their new knife. We update our online inventory daily, so you know you're ordering in-stock product that will be shipped within one business day, and shipping is always free for orders over $100. So check us out on BlademansKnifeShop.com or stop by the store in the Shops of Scott Road and have a cup of coffee on me.
Be in the know and follow Blade Man's on Facebook and Instagram today. 10% discount to police and military, and now you can see the collection of Shun knives, the finest in kitchen color, available at Blade Man's Knife Shop in the Shops of Scott Road.
Co-Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. One family owned and still going strong for 60 years. Decade after decade, Co-Heating and Air has been known for providing quality heating and cooling services that ensure your family stays comfortable year around. That's no accident. That's a legacy of customer care, excellence, and relationships that have endured from generation to generation. Go with who you know. Go with Co. Proud to be your American Standard dealer. Find them at CoHeatCool.com today.
1380 The Fan, 100.9 FM. High School Hockey Night in Fort Wayne. Presented by Parkview Sports Medicine.
Welcome back. We are just about ready to drop the puck for period number three between the Leo Lions and the Carroll Chargers. The game before us, the Homestead Spartans and the Fort Wayne Vipers went into overtime. And Dick Van Ryan for the Vipers reigned victorious. One shot in overtime was the goal. But enough about the past. Now is the present. We've got Drew Bomber right down in front of us for the Leo Lions. We've got Luke Van Antwerp cutting up his crease all the way down at the far end of the ice of Rink 47. And we are ready to see what this frame has to offer. The Carroll Chargers, they win it back. Bomber gets his first touch of the puck this period. The Carroll Chargers unable to get a whole lot of possession. They send it from the point to Dylan Braun. Dylan Braun, he's reaching for the Hattie. As Vance Canablo, he's going to send it to Robson. And the Leo Lions are going to try and work it out of neutral zone ice. Carroll Charger whiffed on it. Leo with the momentum. They're unable to get a shot off on Van Antwerp. But a Charger just misplayed the puck at the blue line. And that we saw a goal like that be scored in the first game of the night. But alas, not meant to be right now, as the Leo Lions still battling for it down near side boards. Puck is going to get loose. The Chargers were in the zone for a brief period of time before they sent it out and got a line change. And now we've got Dylan Braun coming from near side. He's going to shoot. Bomber just able to poke check that puck away. And the Lions able to get some possession. Schwartz has it. He has two men to beat. He's able to slide it in the zone. No Lion there, but the Chargers weren't able to get a stick on it. Hendricks once more. He's got Schwartz with him on the near side. Hudson Roth at the blue line. He is going to corral the puck for a quick moment before it gets harassed out of his hands. Nice hit from Johnny Lips on Finn Cup, who had the puck for the Chargers. And the Lions are going to send this out once more. Alex Hendricks is going to get to it first. He's going to shoot in on Van Antwerp. Not on net. And the Lions going to take it from the neutral zone. Flip it in. A nice little dump and chase action from the Leo Lions. And now Chargers have it. Ganau, he skates to two men. He shoots. And Bomber with the save.
Hit off the goalpost.
When we talk game-saving saves, that could be one of them.
Game of inches.
We've got Jonah Haynes. He's harassing a Charger in the Carroll zone. Carroll, they're getting a little sloppy with the puck. And Bomber's going to come out of this crease once more to stop it. Reith, he plays the puck far side boards. Adelie Shearer takes it from him. And we've got quite a few Lions dropping to the ice. Puck almost got through the whole slot. And in on Bomber, but the Lions able to send it out to neutral zone for a brief moment. Bomber rims the puck around the boards, gets it to Benny Meyer. And the Lions, unable to get it out of their zone. Ganau has it right in front of the referee's doors. Oh, Adelie Shearer had the puck right in the slot, but he overskated it. Dylan Braun, he's got the puck. He passes it to Shearer. That play's broken up by Jonah Haynes. And the Chargers, unable to get a whole lot of possession off on a play like they want to. Reith takes the puck away from Braun. Oh! And Carter Ganau just rips one. And I think Baumert's hurt. Puck slid by Bomber, and he's not moving. Oh, he's holding.
Yeah, I think he might have got hit there in the little no-no square.
Oh, he very well might have.
Yeah, I think he got hit there in the no-no square.
So,
went 5-4.
It's a 4-1 game, and Drew Bomber is in some of the worst pain he has felt in a little while. So we've got 11:21 left to go in this third period, and Drew Bomber, oh man, you gotta feel for these kids. So everyone out on the ice taking a knee, and that's what we call sportsmanship. during this unfortunate event. And Bomber's gonna stick it out. What a guy. But yeah, just an unfortunate play. That unfortunately leads to a goal if you're the Leo Lions. They had quite a lot of momentum leading up to this. But a nice little break for either side. About 4 minutes into this one.
There's a play set up by Braun.
Yeah.
Nice pass. Carganau was wide open and on the faceoff dot. Unlucky bounce. Hits off Bomber and goes five hole.
And does some damage along the way.
Yes.
Well, the Chargers retreat back to their own zone. Tyson Finfrock shoots in. The rebound comes right back to his stick. He's unable to get the puck off. And now the Chargers, once again, Lalonde able to shoot right five hole. And Braun has a little trouble with that. He makes the save perfectly, but he has a little trouble in the comfort zone. He's not a comfortable goalie out there right now.
They play a little bit timid there, you know?
He's still making those saves, and he's still doing what he needs to do. Puck gets lost in traffic, and Colin Robson, he's skating down near side zone. He's got Tyson Finfrock. Oh, what a beautiful save by Van Antwerp. I don't know how much of that he saw.
Two-on-one there.
Carroll coming right back down the ice. Robson picks it up. He's going to cycle around right in front of the 47, emboldened on the ice. He's going to dump this one down for a line change on Leo's part. Caden Austin, he skates in. And the Lions have to retreat back to their zone. They cannot give it up here, as they almost did right in the slot. Charger fell down as they had shot it. Puck is loose, and they score. Carroll Chargers just able to get the puck to the kerfuffle in front of the net. And it's a 5-1 game. With 10-12 left to go in this third period.
A little bit of a scramble there in front, rebound control. Leo wasn't able to take away the garbage there. I don't know who scored the goal. I can't see the numbers.
Yeah, once again, to reiterate, both of these squads are wearing their military appreciation jerseys. Carroll's are camo green on camo print. Names and numbers are a little hard to read, especially since we are in the very leftmost corner of rink 47. We cannot see a single thing down there. Delayed call on Carroll Chargers. So with 10:01 left to go, we will see a Carroll penalty. And we had Colson White score the goal for the Carroll Chargers. He was assisted on by Davis Klein and Victor Wolf. And now, Finn Cup will be heading to the penalty box. So, that momentum, once again, it's a pendulum. It goes and forth. Goes back and forth in between both of these clubs. So we will have a face-off right in front of the Carroll Chargers bench. 2 minutes up on the board for Finn Cup. And the Leo Lions able to gather the puck. Schwartz, he skates around one man. The Lions starting to try and create something. Alex Hendricks, he has the puck. He shoots it in front of the slot. But a Charger was there to just snuff that play out. Now, here comes Carroll down the ice, shorthanded. That was Colson White once more. He was in all alone. And now the Lions have to regroup. Chapman, he takes the puck near side. And he leaves it off for Caden Austin. But Austin gets that poke checked away. And Carroll are going to do their best to just send this one down. Got a minute left to go on the penalty to Finn Cup, which was a roughing. And now the Carroll Chargers, they've got a chance. Is Braun just shooting in just wide of Drew Bomber? Near side, we see Colin Robson skating down in front of the boards. He's got Van Antwerp out. He has a man. Finfrock. Bam! tearing it home. It is a 5-2 game with 8:40 left to go. It's a power play goal for the Leo Lions.
Thompson using his speed of his, going around. He attempted a wraparound. It came out in front, and Finfrock has a little snapshot there. And he's able to get power play goal, keeping Leo into this game, keeping Carroll on their toes.
We've got 8:40 left to go in this third period. Faceoff down at center ice. And the Lions able to win it. So they will send this puck all the way down to Luke Van Antwerp, where he will watch it from his cage. Roth keeps it away from a charger. For just a moment, play goes back down into the Leo zone. Robson, he sends it near side. Puck played in the neutral zone. As Carroll just trying to send it out, try and get something working. Robson, he almost had it out. Puck tipped, so no icing on this. And Carroll are going to regroup down in their own zone. Braun, he has it for just a second. It rolled off of his stick, but not for long. And he gets smushed by Jonah Haynes. Carter Overbay for the Chargers. He keeps it on the near side for a second. Dylan Braun seems to be in a little bit of pain, but he's going to throw his body around. And the Leo Lions almost had a chance to clear it out. Canablo, he'll take it in the far corner, send it up. The Lions unable to get it out of their zone. Amick still can't. Betty Meyer finally heads it off. Nope, it's still not out of the zone. Amick for the Lions is going to touch this puck up, and we have a delayed call, a rough on Leo.
He's on Meyer here.
So Betty Meyer effectively stripping the momentum from the Leo Lions. So we will have a face-off right down, right in front of us, near side. With 7 minutes exactly left to go in this game, a 5-2 contest between the Carroll Chargers and the Leo Lions. Calhoun for the Lions is able to win this one back. Adelie Shearer plays back and forth in the near corner, trying to send it off to a charger. Colson White, he has the puck on his stick. Chapman guides it down to the opposite side of the ice. Garrell with a man at the point. Phillips, he shoots. That was Krause, rather. And the Lions are going to send this one all the way down to Van Antwerp and get a change. Carroll, they're coming out streaking. Sam Krause, he has the puck. And he shoots in on Bommert near side, just goes high and wide. Chargers still with the puck. It's Braun once more. He tried to shoot it. Top corner, could not get it there. Braun with the puck once more. Top of the slot, he sends it to Pettersson. Pettersson has Ganau. Open net for the Chargers, just unable to capitalize. And the Lions are able to send this one down. Got 5:41 left to go in this third period. And I have to ask Mason, I know it's a lot of time, but at what point do the Leo Lions say, yeah, let's pull our goaltender, if they do at all?
I would probably give them around the 4-minute mark. I would make sure that if they have possession at that time that it's sustained, to give them enough time, because 4 minutes is a good amount of time. I think you can score 3 goals, 6-on-5. If not, I would try to get at least another goal here before to make it so they don't have to pull them that early.
Carroll winding down. No goal on their power play. That's a nice puck possession behind the net, but we're just getting hit and unable to get anything off. And Carroll's going to ice this. So face off with 4:49 left to go down in front of Luke Van Antwerp. It'll be to his left. So if you're the Leo Lions, you want to win this and keep pressuring. And the Lions win it. Amick shoots it in on Van Antwerp, unable to get it on the crease. Canablo sends it from the point. Van Antwerp is going to make the stop. So you'll get another faceoff down in the Carroll zone. About 10 seconds have elapsed. Caden Austin for the Leo Lions will take this. Canablo at the point, can't keep it in. Victor Wolf shoots it in. Cross crease, doesn't get in on Bomber. Play right down in front of the Leo bench. Amick watches the puck hop over his stick and avoids a check in the corner. Canablo, only man back for opportunities on Bomber, but Bomber was just able to shut the door. Puck still in the Leo zone. Canablo sends it out for a second. The Chargers would be offside, so puck is going to go into the hands of Alex Hendricks, and the Chargers right back with it. Dylan Braun, he has Chapman and Reith as his opponents. Lions pick it up in the corner. Unable to get it out of the zone. Robson, he floats one high. Gets the puck right back to him. And he'll send it into the Carroll zone. With 3:23 left to go in this third period. A three-goal game. And here come the Chargers once more. Dylan Braun, he skates right in front of Drew Bomber. The Lions able to get it out. That was Harrison Fiedler, my bad. We got Colin Robson for the Lions. He's going to skate this one over. He's going to dump it in. And Van Antwerp's going to make the easy save with 2:48 left to go. So now's the point where you start talking strategy. And as you mentioned, Mason, if the Lions can score a quick one, that changes this whole game.
Yeah, absolutely. If they're able to get that quick one, I would say next possession they would pull Bomber, get that six skater on there, to hopefully get a couple more to send us to overtime.
Well, the Chargers able to go into the Lions zone by themselves. Chargers falling as they do that, but Caden Austin, he's going to switch the feel of the ice. He leaves it off for Hendricks. Hendricks shoots, just flies by far post. We've got a little pile up in the near side corner. And puck's going to find its way to Johnny Lips. Gets tossed around in the slot for a second. For the Carroll Chargers, they're going to send this one down for an icing. So another faceoff down in the Carroll zone with 2:05 left to go in this third period. Lions able to win this one back. Amick shoots. It gets deflected off of a Charger. Oh, and what a save by Drew Bomber just right into the glove. That was... Is that Fiedler? No, that was Camden Shurek for the Chargers. Just a beautiful opportunity. He was in all alone. And Bomber was able to make the glove save far post. So with 1:53 left, we will see the faceoff to the left of Bomber. Lions get this puck into their corner boards. And the puck's loose. We get see the Chargers try and work something out. Lions able to kick it free. And Colton Calhoun, he'll take this one. He leaves it for Lyon, but no man was there for him. We got the Chargers. They're coming up, and they... Oh, there was a penalty behind the play.
Calling both of them here.
So we've got a minute 25 left to go in a three-goal game. And Tyson Finnbrock and a Charger. That might be Sammy Phillips.
It's Ganao.
Oh, yes, it sure is.
Now I was able to tell because he had the white C on the front of his jersey.
Yes. Yeah. Any Carroll Chargers who are, if any Carroll fans are in charge of the jerseys, make all of the letters and numbers white.
Please.
Please and thank you. We've got a minute 25 left to go. Both guys are in the penalty box. It'll still be 5-on-5. Jonah Haynes unable to win this draw for the Lions. Chargers with a quick goal. Bomber was unable to make the save, but it just kind of floated past him anyway. Jackson Reeve for the Lions is going to float this one forward. The Chargers will be called offside, or held offside for just a second, as the Chargers are trying to get something working. They're just going to float it in. We've got a minute left in this third period. Anthony Serafini, he tries to pass the puck back to himself, but the Chargers are just the first men back. And we have Jackson Reith. He'll float this one forward. Puck's loose in front of Bommert, and a nice save by Drew Bommert on Dylan Braum. And Drew Bommert, he's had a night. He came into this game not expecting to play. And after about 5 minutes, a little less than 5 minutes, he was thrust into action. And he's let in 2 goals, the same amount as Luke Van Antwerp. Ian Demarest, the starter for the Leo Lions. As we see Leo with time for one more rush, but Caden Austin gets hit off the play. We've got 20 seconds left to go in this third period. Johnny Lips will play the puck for Leo in the neutral zone. He'll take down a man.
Reverse hit there.
And the Lions just going to content with lofting this one in. Van Antwerp is going to shoo the puck away, and that'll do it for this, for the second game of Week 11 of Fort Wayne High School Hockey. The Carroll Chargers are Roy Chin Cup champions as the regular season leaders, as the regular season champions over the Leo Lions. So we will take a break, recap the game, and give you our 3 stars of the night. So stay with us for our post-game report brought to you by FOP of Fort Wayne Local Post 14. And you're still listening to High School Hockey on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Get the latest knife info from one of the country's premium knife shops, Blade Man's Knife Shop at the Shops of Scott Road. There's a reason customers drive hours just to shop at Blade Man's in Fort Wayne.
Hi, this is Mark, the owner of Blade Man's Knife Shop, and I'd like to personally invite you out to the store to see the area's best selection of quality knives. We have Benchmade, Spyderco, Microtech, Protech, Pogue, Zero Tolerance, Medford Knife and Tool, ADV Tactical, Tour Knives, and many more. We also have a great selection of custom knives. Can't get out to the store or prefer to shop online? Check out our great selection on BlademansKnifeShop.com. We pride ourselves on fast shipping because no one wants to wait weeks for their new knife. We update our online inventory daily so you know you're ordering in-stock product that will be shipped within one business day. And shipping is always free for orders over $100. So check us out on BlademansKnifeShop.com or stop by the store in the Shops of Scott Road and have a cup of coffee on me.
Be in the know and follow Blade Man's on Facebook and Instagram today. 10% discount to police and military. And now you can see the collection of Shun knives, the finest in kitchen color, available at Blade Man's Knife Shop in the Shops of Scott Road.
Dealing with joint pain, sprains, strains, or back pain? Make the Parkview Ortho Express walk-in clinic your first stop when you have an orthopedic or sports injury. Ortho Express gives you access to expert orthopedic physicians when you need it most. Get x-rays, treatment, and referrals to Parkview Care, all in the convenience of a walk-in clinic. Located at the Parkview Sport One Fieldhouse in Fort Wayne and next to the Kroger in Huntington, Ortho Express is open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Friday 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Fort Wayne. Call 260-266-4007 for more.
The Fort Wayne Comets are proud to be sponsors of high school sports in the area. The Comets are celebrating their 72nd anniversary season and understand the importance of high school sports, not only for the school's student body, but for the culture of each school. The Comets encourage everyone to support their school's sporting events and all extracurricular activities. Good luck to all of our student athletes on the field and most importantly in the classroom.
1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. High School Hockey Night in Fort Wayne. Presented by Parkview Sports Medicine.
Welcome back. For our penultimate time tonight, the Carroll Chargers are regular season champions as they have won 5-2 over the Leo Lions. Time for your game recap. And we start with a goal. We start with Mikey Baldwin. His first goal of the season at 13:48 for the Carroll Chargers. Then at 12:20, we have Jonah Haynes heading off for a trip. At 11:19, we had Amick heading off for a cross check. And then we had two quick Carroll goals. Dylan Braun got both of them. Gnau had both assists. And Sam Krause assisted on the first goal. And that was our first period, except that was our first period in scoring. Our first period for penalties, we had Colin Robinson get a 2-10 for boarding at 9:02. At 8:31, we had Cup get an interference. At 5:13, we had Luke Van Ant pulled. At 1:08, we had Cup get a rough, and we had Amick. Nope. We had Hudson Roth get a rough. We had two roughs then at that point, and that was our first period. Our second period, we started off with mostly penalties at 12:27. Hudson Roth went off for a slash, 5:03. Jonah Haynes, he went off for a hold. At 2:16, Carroll went off for too many men, and then a power play goal scored by Leo. With 16 seconds left to go, that was Hendricks assisted on by Finfrock and Schwartz. And then for the third period, we had a rough for Finn Cup, his third trip to the box. We had another rough for Benny Meyer at 7 minutes exactly. Then we had a rough for, or two roughs to end out the game at 1:25 with Tyson Finfrock and Carter Gnau heading off for roughing. And then finally, our last two goals, one was scored by Carroll. That was Colson White, Davis Klein, and Victor Wolf with the assists. And then the final goal at 8:40 was by Tyson Finfrock. And he was assisted on that by Colin Robson. Ian Demarest had 5 shots on goal. He let in 3. Drew Bomber had a total of 24. He let in 2. And then Luke Van Antwerp faced a total of 20 shots. And he let in too. Now that'll do it for your game recap. So we will be right back for our final break of, or for our final segment of the evening, and discuss our 3 stars of the game. So you are listening to High School Hockey Night, our post-game show here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Hoopy Insurance Services, now with over 40 years of helping to protect Fort Wayne families and businesses, operates by the golden rule. They always treat the client as they would want to be treated. They have options to find the best price for the best coverage, whether insuring your home, your property, your car, or even your small business. Hoopy Insurance Services, an independent agent representing great companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Company, is the perfect place to find the specific coverage you want. They realize that small businesses often have unique needs, and they can tailor a policy that provides the coverage your business needs. And they work with some of the top insurance companies in the industry, like Ohio Mutual, to provide quality coverage with outstanding service. And if you ever need to file a claim, Hoopy Insurance Services is committed to serving Northeast Indiana with compassion and integrity. Because you don't need your insurance company to add to an already stressful situation. Visit HUPE-insurance.com to learn more or call 486-7488. Hoopy Insurance, their family serving your family for almost 40 years.
When injury strikes, count on the region's finest sports medicine physicians to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Dedicated to helping athletes at all levels, Parkview Sports Medicine's orthopedic partner, Ortho Northeast, provides specialized orthopedic care for all types of sports injuries, including ligament sprains and tears, cartilage injuries, joint issues, swelling, and more. Call 260-484-8551 or visit orthone.com to schedule an appointment. PSM and ONE care that wins.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new, energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest selection of in-stock appliances starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Upgrade today and save big money on all new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
1380 The Fan, 100 point. That is it.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth for the final time tonight. Your Carroll Chargers are regular season champions 2 years in a row. They beat the Leo Lions 5-2, and we are now here for our three stars of the game. So starting with star number three, we have
Michael Baldwin.
Mikey Baldwin. He got his first league goal tonight for the Carroll Chargers. Great. Our second star tonight is
Carter Ganow.
Carter Ganow, the captain. He's got one goal and two assists, or had one goal and two assists. And finally, a man, a boy, the myth. He's also a little bit of a legend. I mean, it's debatable. I'm putting it out there.
If you love him or hate him.
You can't deny that the man is in the record books as a Carroll Charger. You all know who we're talking about. Dylan Braun. Unable to achieve the Hattie tonight. But he did have two goals and one assist. And those are your 1383 stars of the evening. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday when we see Homestead and Carroll here on the 24th of January. So that is all from us here in this fine broadcast booth in this very cold evening. We've been here at Rink 47, formerly known as Rink 1. Inside the Sport One Parkview Ice House. And we will see you next time. A special thank you to Parkview Sports Medicine, the FOP of Fort Wayne, Local Post 14, and the Fort Wayne Comets, and Adam Lundy for being back at the station and for being cool as always and for helping make sure that this gate runs smooth. Mason Gutman. Nope. That's a player for the Homestead Spartans. Mason Vogelweed and Fiona Quinn saying goodnight. Stay warm out there. You've been listening to High School.
Are you financially fit?
Podcasts by Federated Media.